CygnusRadio.com presents Wingnut's Psychedelic Bubblegum Shop with your host, Ronald Webb.
Hey, boys and girls. Remember those super fantastic fun times of yesteryear? I'm bringing you that sticky sweet guitar fuzz from all those years ago. Step inside to hear retro classics, one-hit wonders, B-sides, LP cuts, your favorites of teen beat, garage glam, funk music, dashed along with some Saturday morning TV themes and campy movie trailers.
Right here on CygnusRadio.com, Saturday at 11 in the morning, rebroadcast Tuesday, 8 p.m.
Can you dig it?
The road not taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Hey, this is The Beer Show. I'm Frank Cretelli.
And I'm G. Gaughan.
Today, Gary and I went to Two Roads Brewing Company, and that's on Honey Spot Road in Stratford, Connecticut. We drank a flight each, and we filled some growlers, and we brought them home. We're going to record a radio show about it. Hey, we each having a couple of field trips as well, so we're going to tell you about those. But right now, please dig the Swaggarts.
It's story will be told from the big bats of Milwaukee.
That's American beer. That's the Swaggarts. And Buzz Gordo's band. Buzz Gordo, of course, the Swaggarts are kind of Buzz Gordo's band, don't you think?
Well, along with Paul Mayer from Cafe Nine.
Well, true, yeah, but I think Buzz wrote a lot of the songs. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he wrote a lot of songs. Buzz Gordo's band, Bronson Rock, has their CD release party at the Sunday Buzz at Cafe Nine on November 6th.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, we'll be drinking some beer there.
This is the Bear Show.
Oh, yeah. This is the Bear Show. My name is Frank Curtelli.
I'm G. Gaughan, and this is CygnusRadio.com. And once a month, we come to you with a little bit of we're going to talk about
some beer
and listen to some music.
Right.
From a local Connecticut brewery, because we may not be experts.
But we're enthusiasts, and we love Connecticut beer, and thanks for being here.
And we love Connecticut music.
That's true. Both of those things. So we went to Two Roads Brewing Company, and that's on Honey Spot Road in Stratford, Connecticut. But before we talk about that, I went on a field trip recently.
I know you did, and so did I. Who starts?
You tell me about your field trip. You went on a field trip, too?
Powder Ridge Brew Fest, which
was
two Saturdays ago. I don't know the exact date. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. My brother called, so the lovely Miss M and I went up. And we had a really enjoyable evening. It was one of those nights. It was funny because we met a lot. We drank a lot of beers.
Mm-hmm.
Some great Connecticut beers.
Well, it's a beer fest.
We met some great Connecticut brewers, which you and I will be visiting in the future.
I can't wait.
You know it. And the highlight of the evening, though, is just as everything was shutting down and you were on your last brew and ready to go out,
okay. The
skies opened up and it poured like a month.
Ah, no kidding.
We got soaking wet on the way to the car, but it didn't even matter.
Laughing all the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it probably woke you up enough, too.
Indeed.
That's fantastic.
How about your trip?
Powder Ridge is cool, too. They had that 70s music festival there.
That never happened.
Yeah, no, that never happened.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, except the bands.
Talk to Robbie DeRosa about that.
Yeah.
I played a couple of weeks ago. Maybe that was last week. I don't know. Time is strange, isn't it?
Time is not relative.
No. I played a lunchtime show at the Burren in Somerville, Mass. That's my old stomping grounds up there. And some good buddies of mine, Sam and Denise Carr from Meriden, Connecticut, have a daughter, and her name is Liz. And she and her husband, Jared, own a brewing company called Bone Up Brewing, and that's just one town away from where I was playing. So I shot them a quick email, and I said, I'm visiting. They weren't open at the time, but they let me in, and they fed me a bunch of their beers, and I filled a growler for the way home, and it was delicious. One of my favorite beers for them is called Shut Up Kelly. It's a porter. I did fill a growler for Russell Shaddix, but I never gave it to him because I drank it.
Well, there's a testament right
I
there.
I know. I'm sorry, Russell.
Hey, the local Bear Show, the Bear Show, branches out from local and takes in kind of local.
Yeah. Well, everybody's local somewhere, you know?
That's right. Everybody's local, yeah, somewhere. That's, I used to do that with independents.
Craft brews like craft music.
And the local bear we had today was pretty top notch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Each filled a flight, five beers on the flight, 4-ounce samples for $10. And they have a whole bunch of beers that they run all year long. And
seven.
Then seven beers they run all year long. And then they have seven seasonals.
Seven seasonals.
And then two specials.
The small batches.
Small batches, yeah.
So we each fill the flight. And it's funny because Frank and I, while we don't really like pay attention to what each other's getting, we kind of like to do different ones, but we always end up with a few on there the same, which is pretty cool about our way of thinking.
See that?
Yep.
Yeah. We're connected, man.
There's always, yeah, well,
see,
it, you know.
Connected in beer.
And music.
A beer connection.
Even though I don't play.
Beer and music connections.
Beer and music. What? You know, you should do a show about that.
I mean, one of these, well, isn't this one?
There we go.
We're doing it.
Done.
Right now. Holy shit. Well, one of the beers we chose in common was Espressway. Now, this is a real interesting beer. I'm reading off of this really cool little menu they have printed up. And I wish that everybody did this. They gave you just the stats about the beer, you know. Sometimes, you know, I guess this kind of thing costs money. But some, you know, breweries don't do this. And I love when they do because you can take it home and you can consider it later. So I'm reading off of their menu here. The Espressway is a coffee stout. But I feel like it's coffee oatmeal stout. It's got a real sort of oatmeal-y sort of flavor for me. 6.5, they mix locally roasted organic Ethiopian blend coffee beans with the oatmeal stout under like this pressure kind of thing, you know? So it's I think it's like a German process, but they've really Americanized it. And I'm getting into these sort of coffee stouts lately, and this one is the delicious one. The notes I took about it was that it was roasty, you know, sort of like had a kind of like a creamy mouthfeel, you know? Like it's a little bit creamy for that style of beer, which I like, but it's got this carbonation on the other side of it that just reduces the creaminess just enough. So it's creamy and sparkly at the same time. Can you picture that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like an ice cream soda.
What's nice about this is it is, as a local beer drinker, it's available in the package stores around here in the wintertime. And I've been drinking this beer before, and I had it today, too, because it's one of my favorites.
This was the only one on the flight that I had had. The flight I chose, this was the only one that previously was a repeat. I've had this one before, yeah, but I just love it so much, I had to get it.
Yeah, and I, and my notes, even though I didn't have to take notes, but part of my notes, I went a little whimsical. I call this definitely a breakfast beer, you know, and I guess maybe that's that oatmeal coming through with this. It's so nice. It's so smooth. And the only thing I can think of as I'm drinking this beer is coffee, coffee, coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and coffee is a normal part of my daily routine upon waking up and reentering this world.
Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning and I get myself a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So to be able to drink beer, which I derive pleasure from as well, and to pull the coffee flavor like that out of it.
And maybe that's especially lovely in fall.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know, it's getting a little bit chillier. Maybe you're looking to, you know, bulk up, put on a couple of pounds, put on your winter pounds, you know, getting ready for hibernation.
You know, we talk about this shovel bears. Okay.
Okay.
Well, this one I consider of while shoveling bear.
A what?
Yeah.
Shit, man. You're going to spill it.
You know, no, you know what I mean. In other words, you know, shovel a few feet of the sidewalk.
Oh,
I
see.
A couple sips.
I got you.
Put it back into the snowbank.
Into the snowbank. Yeah, the snowbank.
Keeps it nice and cold.
Koozie.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
I've always used the snowbank koozie.
But you've touched my heart.
That season's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like an expressway to my heart.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Hey, this is The Beer Show on CygnusRadio.com. We're talking about Two Roads Brewing, and that's on Honey Spot Road in Stratford, Connecticut. In addition to the Expressway, which we both got on our flights, they have these small batch beers.
Which is really cool. You can't buy them at the store.
No,
or
can't get them in the store.
Know, or, yeah, you just get them at the breweries. That's it. And that's a big wave thing now. There's a lot of people that it's really caught on. Those specialties, sometimes one-off brews.
Exactly, exactly. And I love when they do that. You know, like, these guys are serious. You know, they're Epicureans, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I really love that. From Two Roads Brewing, they do what's called the Shop Series. And if my eyeballs are working correctly, that Shop stands for, it's an acronym called Single Hop Original Pilot series.
Nice.
That's the shop series.
Nice.
And they do a single hop, so it really sort of brings out the characteristics of that particular hop.
Yeah.
This is Laurel. Now, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm not an expert, you know.
Just an enthusiast.
That's exactly right. But it's spelled L-O-R-A-L. 5.2%. And this is a very interesting beer. It's kind of fruity. It's very flowery. It's got like a floral sort of scent. And the description that they have on their menu here, I mostly agree with that. It's like sort of citrusy, but it's got an earthy essence to it. To my palate, it's got a little bit of a peppery finish, and I like it a lot. It's really, really drinkable.
To me, the floral notes came out in a positive way. I'm not normally very receptive to floral type notes in my beer.
I love flowers.
You know, but
I love smelling flowers.
Well. Yes, but drinking them's a different story to me. You know, but this one wasn't. It was very nice. It was
okay.
It was flowery.
All right.
You know?
See? Flowery face with such a fiendish heart. I think that's Shakespearean.
Yeah, I found it light and refreshing, like a flower.
Yeah, no fiendish heart here. Very, very enjoyable and drinkable beer. So nice job on the shop series with the Laurel hop.
Now, this was a pale ale, but notice how they didn't describe it as an Indian pale ale.
No.
But even though now
they
added
it?
It's just they call it a pale ale.
Was it an extra pale ale?
With Laurel hops. My notes say just pale ale.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it the extra.
You know?
Just in case.
Even still, though, what's
it was
nice
extra
is
to me.
Because it doesn't have that IPA type of flavoring.
No. No. It's not overly bitter or anything like that.
No, exactly. No bitterness.
Yeah.
Really.
But it smells great. That was one of my growlers. I filled a growler with that.
I did as well.
You did.
Yes.
See? Okay.
Yep. And then we had the other shop series one.
Oh. Yeah, we certainly did. I ordered this one. You didn't.
No, exactly. Now get this one, folks. I'm going to let Frank let you know about it because he ordered it.
Yeah. This was an interesting. This is a pilot batch number 5. It's a passion fruit goes. They say that it's got the taste of sort of like light wheat, but I didn't taste a whole heck of a lot of wheat. I felt like this was the beer equivalent of grapefruit juice. It was tart to my palate, but also it was sweet. And it was really enjoyable. It wasn't like, you know, the squint face, I just had grapefruit juice
right,
sort of taste.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a very pleasant grapefruit juice, like with the bite sort of taken off of it. I wouldn't drink a lot of them in a row, but I might have one or two. A very refreshing beer and very interesting.
Yeah, I could say the same because, as you know, goes, and I think, you know, here's the way it went down, folks. I didn't order it, but I was curious enough. I took a sip of Frank's, and it hit me. It was like, pow.
Yeah.
Just like Frank said, that sweet tartness, it exploded in my mouth.
My God.
It did. It was like, pow, and I'm like, wow. That was my first expression.
He said that. He said, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I took another sip, and it was like, almost like, reminds me of these new sours that have been coming out, but it wasn't a sour to me. And I'm like, every part of me was saying that I shouldn't be liking this. And I was like, this is good. And I filled a second growler.
Oh, look at you.
This as well.
I was going to say, after only two sips, because after two sips, I said, get the fuck off my beer, man.
Yeah, see, no, I was like, I was really, really
cool. Look at you.
Matter of fact, Frank even said, maybe you should be G-Goes.
G-Goes. Yeah, that's I think for the beer show, you should be G-Goes.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that plays out along the line. So that was my two growler fills. You filled a growler of something else, didn't you?
I did. This one was called Pachamama.
Pachamama?
Yeah, P-A-C-H-A-M-A-M-A.
And what kind of beer was this?
It was Porter.
Oh, a Porter.
See, and this brings to mind Russell
I'm playing
Shaddix
along,
again.
Folks, because I drank this too, but go ahead.
Oh, nice.
Porter, yeah, absolutely.
Did you do this on the growler, too?
No, I did the two small batch
growlers. That's right. But you had it on a flight.
But I had it on the flight, and it was, yeah, go ahead. Yours, though.
Pachamama Porter. This is a collaboration with Evil Twin Brewing Company. I guess they're in Brooklyn. And I've been liking these porters a lot lately, and this one is a really worthy collaboration to me. I guess they got the idea after, like, they took this trip They took this trip to Peru, and they were hiking in Peru, and they had some sort of, you know, epiphany, some Peruvian epiphany, and they used local ingredients. I don't know if local to Peru or local here.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
But that's what it says.
Do they fly in the sweet potatoes from Peru?
Maybe so. They're local to Peru. So sweet potatoes and chili peppers, right? Sweet potatoes and chili peppers. This is like a stew. You know, it's like a meal to me, but a little bit on the lighter side, you know? It's flavorful, it's hearty, but, like, it's not too heavy, you know? So, like, when you go to, like, an Irish pub and get, like, Guinness stew, but you don't have, like, a big, giant hunk of bread to go with it, you know? So, like, just the Guinness stew settles you down, and you're like, oh, man, I'm totally satisfied, but I don't feel heavy walking out of here. That's what this beer is like to me. I thought it was a fantastic beer. Pachamama Porter.
Pachamama Porter, I found to be, just like Frank said, a very light chocolate cacao type flavor.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm bringing the cacao back.
Pow and wow and cacao.
Pachamama. Yeah, you got it. This is, yeah, it's almost like a Batman episode, huh? I was like, you know, right. A bag of pretzels and a cold winter afternoon with a football game on, and that chili pepper in there brings just that subtle heat.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm seeing that's I'm drinking one right now, folks. And I just finished a sip when Gary said that subtle heat. And just when he said that, it came rushing in. That's exactly what I have in my mouth right now. A subtle heat.
And then, you know, we were filling up our growlers at the growler station.
We'll talk about the atmosphere, but I like the fact that they had a bar area where you could fill growlers, but they had a specific growler station. So if you were coming in just to pick up some fresh beer, you weren't staying for one, you know, you could have like a short pour at the growler station while your growlers are getting filled.
Right. You don't have to battle the crowd at the bar to get a filled growler filled.
Perfect.
You kind of come in and out.
Yeah.
You know? But we were...
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
I'm going to the fridge. Tell me.
You know? So, but we were... our growlers were filled by Amber.
Oh, Amber. Yeah.
Yes. Amber. And Frank asked Amber what Pachamama stood for.
Right. And it was Mother Earth.
And we're like, Neil Young, baby.
Mother Earth and her gift.
You're listening to CygnusRadio.com, and this is The Beer Show with me, Frank Rutelli.
And me, G. Gorn.
One other beer I wanted to highlight that I had on my flight, and this was the Oktoberfest.
A lot of twos.
See, two roads
two
and all.
Yeah, a lot of twos in there.
The number two right in there.
All the time.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, beer. I think beer people like the traditions of beer. And I think they like to play with those traditions just a little bit, kind of update them, make them 21st
century.
Make them
their own, too.
Yeah, that too. You know,
this is my version of this tradition.
Exactly. Yeah, they make it sort of personal. And
kind of like the family with food around the holidays. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. We like the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Well, we did. We
this
do
fish,
this.
This fish. Well, we do this.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's cool.
I do the other, those fish.
So how do they do Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest. Well, this one has all, to me, to my palate, this has all the characteristics of something like a cider. You know, I get a little apple and cinnamon taste on my palate, but it's got all the manliness of a lager. You know, and like the espresso, it's just got a little slight carbonation on the finish there that makes it kind of snappy. So picture like a manly lager with a snappy apple cinnamon sort of flavor on the end, and you have the Oktoberfest. And I would drink probably three of those in a row. It was a real nice beer.
You know, I think maybe you just perfectly described why I am not an Oktoberfest type of drinker. And it's the apples and cinnamon, I think. A ciderish, that ciderish
okay.
type taste. I'm not a cider drinker.
Yeah, some people do them with nutmeg. You know,
exactly. Because I did not try it. This is all Frank's baby because I'm not an Oktoberfest drinker.
Okay. You don't have to be.
Doesn't fit my palate.
No. You know? It doesn't have
much
to.
The same
There's
way
no rules.
Goes doesn't either.
Oh.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that again.
Goes.
Time.
G goes.
You know.
Yeah. I thought and they got a real nice atmosphere, too. It was an enjoyable place to hang out. Like, you go there.
Yeah. Literally, it's weird because this is like the first brewery that we're going to that I'm kind of a regular at. Two Roads is literally 15 minutes down the street from us here. And I go there frequently to fill up their growlers.
Ah.
Their holiday ale, which is only out in November to mid-December, is one of the best ales I love with the holidays.
Nice. Sierra Nevada always puts out their celebration ale, that once a year kind of thing.
Yep. And Two Roads is this will be the fourth year. You got to get down there early though. I've been down there a week before Christmas and it's gone.
Wow.
Because they only make a limited amount and it's only for sale there. But anyway, so I've been I really enjoy.
It's just called Holiday
it's
Ale.
It's called their Holiday Ale.
All right.
You know, and I wish it's been a year now since I drank it, so I can't even give you a good description now.
I'd even bet that it's probably different from year to year, like little tiny variations.
Oh, I'm sure, possibly with the hops and whatnot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's it's got to be a new batch, you know, even if they use the same ingredients.
Absolutely. But, you know, they got a beautiful bar there. That bar is nice.
Oh, yeah.
That round,
sweet.
Oval, beautiful bar. They've got tables set up throughout the brewery area.
Mm-hmm.
Not brewery. What do they call the tap room? Which overlooks the brewery
right.
with the big vats.
Yeah, and they, there's big like glass windows.
And
what
you think of that art on those vats?
Oh, I thought that was totally cool, man. You know, they had local artists painting things on the tanks, which is a natural canvas. You know, I imagine there are some challenges since it's a curved surface, but that just makes the art even cooler. And it was really great. And they had their names up there and shit like that. And I'm all about the art. So if you want to mix art and beer, I think that that's totally good. In fact, I think museums should serve beer, and you should be able to have a beer while you're walking around looking at Picasso and Monet and Van Gogh.
And, you know, and not only that, but I really enjoy that. You know, we talked about the Growler Station, but it's a great ambiance there at Two Roads. Every time I've walked in there, it's just always been a positive experience.
Yeah, and the people are cool, too. There was a cool door guy. Maybe he was a door guy, bouncer. I don't know. Stout fellow, big muscles, you know, named Paul, good beard too. And he was telling me about, you know, the owners and Phil, who's the brewmaster, all of the things that he did. He was actually telling me that Phil, one of his first beers was made with balsamic vinegar.
Vinegar?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is screwed up. He was in like Italy and he made this beer out of balsamic vinegar. I think they called it, you know, Phil-somic or something like that, you know. So just a real experimenter and a real Epicurean, and they make really good beer.
Well, Two Roads opened up about 3 years. I think it was 3 years ago in October of 13.
3 years only?
Yeah, believe it or not, because I was there for one of their opening celebrations.
Wow.
And they have consistently put out great tasting beers. In fact, their Little Heaven IPA, it's a session IPA. It's my, you could buy it anywhere in Connecticut, basically. It's my go-to beer.
I know. There's a wall of empties outside of the studio. Dude.
Exactly. So when I'm not drinking...
take these back. There's like $1,000 out there.
When I'm not drinking other beers, because I do love...
It's research, ladies and gentlemen.
I may not be an expert, but I'm an enthusiast.
He's an enthusiast. He does a radio show. He has to experiment.
Right.
Don't judge.
But my go-to beer is Little Heaven by Two Roads Brewery.
Yeah.
I had a great time today, Frank.
Yeah, man, me too. Thank you.
I didn't mean to cut you off. You want to say something?
No. I was going to say I've had several Little Heavens here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's usually a Little Heaven in the fridge, yes. Yeah.
Is there one there now?
No.
Oh. Well, that's because it's stuffed with other growlers from Two Roads Brewing in Honey Spot Road in Stratford, Connecticut. Thanks for an enjoyable time. Please keep on making good beer. We'll be back next time. You know, we're going to try to... It always seems like we do this last minute, but maybe next month... Or let's not even shoot for next month. Let's shoot for the month after, of letting people know in advance where we're going to be. And, heck, you want to join us sometime?
That might be cool.
Yeah, come and meet us down.
Just someone shows up and say, hey, I'm here. I want to sit in with the bear show with you guys.
Yeah, come on down. And we'll have some beer, and we'll have a good time. This is CygnusRadio.com, and you're listening to The Beer Show. My name is Frank Cretelli.
I'm G. Gaughan.
Cheers, Connecticut.
Cheers, Connecticut.
Thank you.
This Wednesday, every Wednesday on Cygnus Radio, it's this year's model. Each week, 1 year's hits, rarities, and damn fine music. Your host, Matt Wells. That's Matt, M-A-H-T. The H is for history. 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CygnusRadio.com.